You guys have some nerve dash collections for $1,160. And for what? You have my email address. One message. Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com Tuesday, August 7th, 2018 at 3:24 a.m. 2. Daryl Johnson, daryl.johnson1@q.com. CC, Michael R. Maynard, client advocate of James Driscoll, M. Maynard at fapinfo.org, Angela Keaty, Angelak at coloradohealthnetwork.org, Maritza Tona, exec director FAP-180 degrees about face. M. Tona at fapinfo.org, Rachel hashtag Cromobone L. Griffin, Rachel at thislawfirm.com. Mr. Maynard, advocate for a client of Foothill AIDS Project in lieu of this letter on record mental health advocacy letter from Dr. Howard Newsom. See full extended updated comments thread on this tweet. There is going to have to be a resolution in this manner per the letter from FAP Dr. Howard Newsom. There is no other option but to interface with Denver organizations to resolve these matters to their completeness in removing the harms that have been done to me from these agents of hate. Mr. Johnson is the building manager for Chesney Clanjohn Apartments in Denver, Colorado. Mr. Maynard, you may have to reply to all in order for them to receive my email because they may have blocked me from sending them direct correspondences. They should be sorry for this entire disaster of circumstance. Mr. Johnson, we left the case settled with your organization paying for December's rent that was unpaid. That was the disposition of the case as we left it. Right. So why is there this transaction? There is a submitted claim in collections against me dated a year to the day after filing of eviction case November 30, 2016 that appears on my credit check as Metro Collection SVC 231192XXXXXX. Chesney-Klein-John APTS Silva. November 1, 2017. $1,160. $1,160. 2600 South Parker Road STE 4-3. Aurora, CO 80014. 303-696-6163. And no matter what it is for, the person responsible for this charge is the person who was directing a hate/harassment campaign against me for that chaos was placed into my life from the community internal of the Social Service Agency of Colorado Health Network. On July 5, 2017, I had a strange encounter with Jamie Villalobos, in front of their office when I was attempting to get some documents returned to me. It was during this exchange of documents that Mr. Villalobos tipped his hand to his involvement in this conspiracy. This conspiracy was exposed to be internal of the community in October of 2016 when it was filed in court eviction defense that the bicycle left over by persons involved in intentionally creating a disturbance in my apartment left his bicycle as abandoned property in May. This abandoned property was claimed to be now transferred property of another tenant. I have the filing court answer on Twitter reflecting the truth of this hate harassment bullshit against me. Therefore, any damages, if that is what you are claiming is caused by the intentional disturbing presence placed into my life from outside of my individual control, a conspiracy exposed, has already been established. All claims against ME have this transfer to the responsible party of moral agency holding onto this cause and effect of my mental state. IT is mental abuse and criminal neglect of both client services directly and mental abuse of tenancy for which I claim there is a breach of contract going back at least May 11, 2016 with the email subject sent. Abusive relationships. I want to pursue a lawsuit in the mind way at gmail.com-gmail.htm. For the HAPPENSTANCES that were occurring that were not able to be controlled. This matter is not my fault but yours. I will be filing a countersuit of no less than $1 million for mental abuse, criminal neglect and breach of tenancy that I never agreed to the conditions of tenancy to include being subject targeted in an 11-month hate and harassment campaign against tenant in unit number 112. The details to which this can occur outside of my personal directing control was in fact, an internal community conspiracy involved in my tenancy. This is provable in the source of the hate/harassment with the circumstantial evidence of two Facebook Live video recordings. First recording, dated June 6, 2017 in which the entire staff business card stock from Colorado Health Network was read into the video record. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/videos/10,209,334,879,916/. FREF equals mentions. Dash 1 hour 9 minutes and 0 seconds. James M. Driscoll was live. About a year ago. For daddy. It's time to acknowledge wrong and rights. We must build upon .life a new foundation of wisdom wise guidance. I love you daddy. Tagging camera op. Sammy Francher -. 1 share. 77 views. The next video of circumstantial evidence at the Facebook Live video recorded the next day of my encounter with Jamie Villalobos in the front of the DCAP office the prior day. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/videos/10209256,249,065,108/. James M. Driscoll was live. About a year ago. Priorities are priorities, filling my medicine when the pharmacy normally will close. Denver, Colorado AIDS Project. Note tagged on Facebook. You guys have some nerve filing for an eviction against me on November 30, 2016, the day before World AIDS Day. You have some second gall and gumption to file a charge off against me after that eviction, after what was filed in my answer and defense holding there were a hate and harassment conspiracy involved in my tenancy. A copy of my eviction case answer filing in on Twitter here. Wow, you haters collective elites. Appearing on Glassdoor weeks after this recording was made, on July 28, 2017 this Glassdoor review is posted a negative review against Colorado Health Network. So it collaborates the details that were filed in court on my side of answer/defense that is a more than just circumstantial evidence in court. There is a federal grand jury case on file related to using Glassdoor reviews as testimonial evidence in a case. It can be established as an evidential record to hold as documented truth. We are in a conflict that you are involved in conspiracy, Mr. Johnson, and I have the FBI involved as of this past weekend that if they follow up with investigation, I will hold your involvement to the record, holding you criminally responsible for violating my privacy among the Caddy group associated with Colorado Health Network in their February 2018 review saying, if you don't gossip like a teenager, you will be treated like an outsider. You are a guaranteed insider of this gossip and you are a guaranteed insider of this conspiracy. As the Glassdoor reviews disclosed, there is a racist in leadership with the organization, there is a racist in holding building management of Chesney Clanjohn Apartments. Is this really where you want to lead the public record to know the truth about you? This is a valid URL, Mr. Johnson. http://daryl-johnson.chesney-clanjohn-apartments.coloradohealthnetwork.fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net a conflict resolution binding not of hashtag patapo slash company reviews percent 5b glassdoor percent 5d slash qr dash colorado health network reviews glassdoor dash layout.jpg attached here by copy slash paste served image. Check the image URL yourself. http://daryl-johnson.chesney-clanjohn-apartments.coloradohealthnetwork.fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net a conflict resolution binding not of hashtag patapo slash company reviews percent 5b glassdoor percent 5d slash qr dash colorado health network reviews glassdoor dash layout.jpg. Also, file attached directly into the content of this email. The direct URL to the Glassdoor reviews that you can check that this is not a fraudulent account of record is https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867.2.htm. Sword.sortype equals road and sword.ascending equals false. You might want to check out what is filed archive of what has been reported to the FBI. This has spoken voice narrative interface to the report. TXT, gmail-fbi report-dash-dash-full report-dash-with-links.html05-august-2018-1428-104k. Check the URL. Is this fully extension served valid direct name binding web presence? http://daryl-johnson.chesney-clanjohn-apartments.coloradohealthnetwork.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net actively servicing the truth to all time human history /fbi.gov/gmail-fbi report-dash-dash-full report-dash-with-links.html. This email will be saved online and placed to the surface web indexed as http://chesneyclanjohnapartments.fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net a conflict resolution binding not of hashtag patapo. Take the charge off my account dash dash dash. You should hold yourself to be embarrassed as a colluding racist if you do not follow this directive. I don't owe you a damn cent. The community owes me an apology at the very least. This email has the respondable scan, likely to receive a response. Image.png.